5,000 miles in 1 month. Not too bad if you're an airplane, but that's how far I drove, well, at least one summer, and we've had many long trips like that. We just about ran the wheels off our van driving from one conference or speaking assignment or college trip to another. See, if I average 50 miles an hour, that means I drove for 100 hours. Wow! Well, it was a great time. It really was. You know why? My wife was with me. Yeah, we finally got to be together for extended blocks of time with no errands to do, no people to take us away. We didn't talk all the time, although we had a lot to catch up on. We probably could have been catching up for about 100 hours, right? But sometimes we just played music, or occasionally we would just spontaneously pray about something together. Or a lot of times we just enjoyed the silence or some of the beautiful scenery. And then every once in a while you'd hear the silence punctuated with an occasional comment or just, an I love you. I think my wife spoke for both of us when she described what was so nice about those 5,000 miles. She said it was just so great being in your company. Just the two of us. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about just the two of us. You know, relationships need time together, and especially times when there's like no agenda. It really enriched me to have that kind of time with my wife during all that driving. Well, there's another relationship that might desperately need some just being time. Our word for today from the Word of God, Psalm 42 out of the heart of David, verses 1 and 2. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And then he asks this powerful question, when can I go and meet with God? You know, that's the cry of a believer for the greatest emotional need he has, to be intimate with his Lord. When was the last time you just sat down with Jesus and enjoyed his company? Or do you only see him when you have a list for him? Jeremy was over at our house with his parents, and he'd been downstairs playing. Suddenly came into the living room and kind of sat down in his dad's lap, and his dad liked that. His dad kind of wrapped his arms around him, started to cuddle him, and Jeremy didn't settle down. He just kept wiggling. He looked up at his dad, and he said, Daddy, you know, I'm not sitting here just because I want to be with you. Great. Yeah, he needed something. Well, how often is that true with me and my Heavenly Father, or maybe you? In fact, we say, well, I'm not here just because I want to be with you. I've got my list. I need something. But you're growing up as a child of God when you want to be with God, just to be with God. You say, Ron, I don't really feel that way yet. Well, that's okay. Tell him that. Ask him for the desire for his company, this passion that David had just to be with him. When can I go and meet with God? We have the indescribable privilege to cuddle in the lap of the King of the universe, to call him Daddy, to let him comfort our battered emotions, to speak new ideas and insights into our quiet heart. He can't do that while you're talking to him. To be real, real close, you can't just run in and run through your pleases and your thank yous and then run out. You can do all that, but then stay a little longer. I think you and Jesus will feel the same way about it. It's like my wife said, it was so great just being in your company, Lord. Just the two of us.